Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Higher Frequency Podcast. I am your humble host, Big John, and I thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. Before I begin, as always, let me give all glory, honor, and praise to the Most High. May His kingdom reign forever. And before we get deep into our episode today, let me take care of a little house cleaning business. First and foremost, with episode 1, from what we've gotten as far as feedback, it seems to have been very well received. And I'd like to thank every single person who took the time out to listen to that episode. It's not easy to pour your heart out and make yourself vulnerable, but as I said in the last episode, if it helped at least one person, then it was all worth it. So secondly, for those who would like to offer feedback, and specifically for those who are listening on the Anchor app, you can respond in the community section. There's a section there in which you can leave a voice message, whether it's to offer feedback on a previous episode or maybe to even, if you're so inclined, to offer suggestions of topics that you'd like to hear. And the same thing is available, well, nearly the same thing is available to our non-Anchor listeners. We do have an email set up for you to respond. And that email address is higherfrequencypc@gmail.com. Let me say that again. That's higherfrequencypc@gmail.com. And so, with that said, today's topic is going to be a little bit more lighthearted. We're going to try to mix it up going forward. Some lighthearted topics as well as some more serious ones. Kind of depends on, you know, where we are at that particular time, at the time of recording. But in this particular case, I figured I'd share some experiences as a taxi driver. As some of you may know, I've been driving taxi for nearly 14 years. And so I figured I'd offer a list of items in regards to taxi etiquette, and I like to refer to it as the 10 Commandments of taxis. We may throw a couple of bonus ones in there, and it's mainly for informational purposes, because some people may not be aware. But we're going to see where this goes. So, as I mentioned, I've been driving taxi for a very long time, and I'm sure many taxi drivers have experienced one or more of these topics at some point in their driving career. But we figured I'd share with the general public so they can get an idea as we peel the curtain back a little bit in terms of the taxi industry. So let me start off with number one on the list here, which is the taxi is not your personal cafeteria. And the reason I say that is because too often we have people that get in the cars and they are hungry and they want to eat or drink or whatever, and that's all well and good normally. The problem is, because of where we are socially at this point in time, as far as the pandemic and germs and things like that, not to mention that no one wants to sit in a cab or have to sit on a seat in which someone else's food crumbs and things like that are all over the place, you know. There are a lot of people who value cleanliness of the cab, and there are people who may or may not ride with a cab company because of how clean the cabs are. So I mentioned this one to encourage people to help do their part to keep the cabs clean if for no other reason, you know, just respect for your fellow people. And, you know, it makes it a lot easier on the driver to not have to stop after every trip and clean up behind someone else. I mean, because that time adds up, especially if it's a busy shift, and that could cause delays for the next person to get picked up. So let's be kind to each other and start off by at least, you know, just kind of holding on until you get to where you're going in order to eat whatever food that you have or whatever the case may be. So it's not a lot not to ask, and so we just kind of encourage people to just kind of hang on to their food until they get to their destination. Number two is a driver's dignity is not for sale. And what that basically means is that just because a person is paying for a taxi ride, it does not give them the right to talk to the drivers any kind of way. And that's a pretty common problem, at least in my experiences, driving taxi. Yes, the customer is paying for a service, but no, the driver is not required to have to take any kind of verbal or physical abuse because that customer is paying for a service. I can recall an incident many years ago in which a guy was drunk, and he decided it would be a good idea to put his hands on the driver, in this particular case, myself. And we were on the highway. And the guy decided that he wanted to take a swing. He was sitting in the front seat. He actually took a swing and punched me. Hit me on the side of the head while I was driving. We were doing highway speed. And quite frankly, he could have gotten us all killed because he had his brother sitting in the back seat and also his sister, who was the designated driver, once they got to their vehicle. And so, needless to say, as a former bouncer, he was, let's say, dealt with. And I'll just leave it at that. But you know, there is a line that shouldn't be crossed. The driver doesn't have the right to talk to the customers any kind of way, and the customers certainly have no right to talk to the drivers any kind of way, or no one should put their hands on anyone, for that matter. So there's that one. Number three, do not put your hands on a driver, and that kind of goes back to what we just covered. So that's pretty self-explanatory. I don't need to go any further with that one. Four, your mama doesn't work here. And this also has a lot to do with what we covered about food and drink. Also, those who have cigarettes shouldn't have to clean up tobacco off the floor and all this kind of stuff. It's just nasty. And it's showing a lack of respect, for the driver and the company. You would expect to be able to get into a clean cab, and the next person that rides behind you, would expect no less than the same thing. So again, let's just be kind and, just do our little part to make the world a better place. Number five, every driver has a cleanup fee. And this mainly is applied more towards those who have had a little too much to drink. In my line of work, I've seen this many times over the years where you have people who simply put cannot handle their liquor. And because I work in a college town, I see this quite often with some of the students. And I'm not pointing them out necessarily or singling the students out, but it is what it is. I'm just telling the truth. more often than not, we get people that get into the cabs who have had way more than they can handle as far as alcohol in a given evening. And as a driver, you kind of learn to look for particular signs as that will tell you whether or not this person can make it through the ride, you know, without getting sick or whatever. There are times in which we have to pull over and would prefer to pull over, quite frankly. That way, if a person feels like they're getting sick, you know, we can pull over, they can open the door, do what they have to do, and then we can keep it moving. That's not always the case. There have been times in which one of a taxi driver's worst nightmares is to have to clean up after someone who got sick in their cab. And the reason being is because it can potentially shut that cab down for the night, especially because of certain bad aromas. And that's happened before, where I've had to shut my cab down for the night just because of the smell. And you're not going to get anyone to want to ride in a cab after that. Just forget about it. So, and that brings us to why that there's a cleanup fee. Because if that driver has to shut his cab down because someone got sick, then that's essentially taking money out of that driver's pocket. And that driver has to make that money back somehow. So sometimes you have customers who get upset about that. But the bottom line is that we wouldn't have to have the discussion at all if they were just able to control their liquor in the first place. So there's that. Number six is first come, first serve. This mainly applies to special events like football games, downtown, during bar rush when everyone's trying to go home from the bars, situations like that. There have been many times in which, as a cab driver, you have people ask if you're available, and you'll tell them, no, I'm sorry, I'm here to pick up someone else, and then they suddenly catch an attitude with you. Now, they'll flip you off, they'll curse you out, that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, if you didn't reserve a cab, you can't get upset. You know, everyone else is looking for a taxi too at that particular time. So you can't get upset with the driver because someone else called and you didn't. You know, and being drunk is not an excuse. You know, there's no excuse for bad behavior. And that's all I have to say about that. Number seven is some topics are off limits, or at least they should be. I am not a taxi driver who likes to get into politics or religion or things like that. There are occasions in which we get customers who, for some reason, one reason or another, decide that they want to share their political views. Speaking for myself, if I don't ask, that probably means I don't want to talk about it. Your political views are your own business. Everyone has that right. That doesn't mean I have to have you have to share your views or shove them down my throat, or anything of that nature. I'm there to do a job. I'm there to get you from A to B. Your political affiliation or views or what have you is no concern of mine. That's your business. You're entitled to your opinion. But I've seen situations in which that just is a recipe for disaster, mainly because it's a very controversial topic. That and also religion. Those are subjects that, in my opinion, should not be approached in a taxi cab. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. And I prefer to stay away from those topics. more often than not. So just understand that if the driver's not willing to engage in a topic such as that, then it's probably best for everyone, and more often than not that they don't, because I've seen some taxi rides go south because someone wanted to bring up a topic. So don't take it personally, but, you know, we're there to do a job, and that's it. You know, your politics, that's your own business. I'll leave that at that. Number 8, wait time is wait time. And there have been many times over the years in which we've had customers get upset because the meter's running during wait time. And I think it's important to understand that customers need to take the time to look on the side of just about any taxi cab, and you'll see the list of rates. And one of those rates that you'll see on there is wait time. So, for example, if you want to stop at a drive-thru in the middle of the night to order food and all that kind of stuff, well, we're waiting for you to make a side trip, on the way to your final destination. And in our business, time is money. So the longer we have to take for you to be in the drive-thru, that's holding someone else up to get a ride. And so we don't have a problem taking you there, but just understand that if a driver decides not to run the meter, it's a courtesy, but they're not obligated to stop the meter because technically it is wait time for you to go through the drive-through or for you to stop at someone's house and have a side conversation or this and that and the other thing. You know, like the saying goes, time is money. So if you want to make the side trips, then you have to understand that there's a cost that goes with that. But please don't get upset with the driver, because it says it on the side of the car before you get in. So I'll just leave that at that. Number 9, no-fly lists are a real thing. And that's a bad place for a customer to be. Now, a no-fly list, simply put, is when a driver refuses to drive you from that point going forward. This is more often than not because of bad behavior or just an unruly passenger. It's not an easy thing for a driver to put someone on a no-fly list, but more often than not, you'd really have to push it with a driver to get to that point. And this falls under the categories of insults or cursing out a driver or being difficult or, you know, giving the driver a hard time, you know, for whatever reason. And so if a driver decides to put you on a no-fly list, generally how it works is they'll let that dispatcher know that they want to put you on a no-fly list. And the company will not make that driver pick you up if they don't want to. It's up to that driver's discretion. They have the right, if they don't feel safe or comfortable with the customer in the car, they do not have to drive that customer. They are not obligated to drive that customer, which means that's one less car that will become available to you going forward if you should need a ride. So I would ask that customers behave accordingly, and let's try to respect each other and just try to make it as pleasant of a ride as possible, and we'll go from there. Number 10, and this one happens a lot on graveyard shift, delayed payments. And what delayed payments mean is if a person's calling for a taxi cab and they're not forthcoming in regards to the fact that they themselves do not have the money to pay for the taxi, and, you know, it's unfair to the driver to wait all the way until the end of the ride and say, well, I gotta go and get the money from this person or that person, you know, to pay for it or whatever. Something like that, if someone else is paying for the ride, I think it's only fair to the driver that you let them know that up front so that the driver knows what he or she is dealing with on that particular trip. It's not to say we wouldn't do the ride. Most drivers will usually work with you on that. But it comes across as somewhat deceitful, and I've known many drivers, including myself, who've been ripped off because we've taken someone at their word and they'd run off and skip out on the cab. And skipping out on the cab in our business is known as theft of services, in which you can be written a citation and be taken to court. And I can tell you this from firsthand experience because it's happened to me and I've had to take someone to court over skipping out on a fare. So it is a real thing. So we'll leave that at that. And then we have a couple of bonus topics. music or the radio. The radio is a thing in which, yes, we all love music. Whatever music we choose, that's fine. But I think it's important that customers also remember that that particular taxi cab is that driver's workplace. And it's still the job that they have to do. Not only to just drive you from A to B to get you where you're going, but they also have to be able to hear that dispatcher in case there's some information coming through that they need to hear. It could be information about an accident. It could be an information about their next pickup. It can be information about a previous customer calling because they may have left their wallet or their phone or whatever the case may be in the cab. So most drivers will accommodate by, turning maybe to a particular station and this and that. But please don't ask that driver to turn the volume up all the way. This mainly applies to the younger customers. We're not there to be a DJ. We're there to be a modal transportation to get you where you're going. But, you know, if you ask the driver, you know, politely, more often than not, they'll accommodate and turn to the station that you want to listen to for the course of your ride. But they're not obligated to do so. So just please keep that in mind. And one other item of note, and this mainly applies to those who maybe have aspirations of being a driver because they may think it's fun, quote unquote, because many times I've had this happen also where you'll drive someone and, you know, they'll ask questions about taxi driving, which is fine. It's no problem. But then, you know, they'll say, well, you know, it must be fun to sit around and drive around and be able to make some money and this and that. And yeah, that's all well and good, but it's more to the business than just that. And this is why I tell people that, in my opinion, there are two types of drivers in this business. There are cabbies, and I consider myself a cabbie because taxi driving is more than just a job. It's also a lifestyle, especially if you work graveyards. If a person is aspiring to be a taxi driver, if you're not a night owl and if you're not a night person, I would probably advise against working night shift because of the fact that it's not a job that's for everyone. You know, there are certain things that you must be able to do in order to do this job. One of which is understanding that taxi driving is not a per hour job in most cases. I've seen a lot of drivers come and go in this business. And which brings me back to the two types of drivers in this business. As I mentioned, you have cabbies, and I consider myself a cabbie. And then you also have what I refer to as people playing taxi driver. You know, they'll come in and they'll drive for a little while, you know, in between jobs. There may just be a stop along the way to another job that they may want later, and that's fine. You know, as long as they're professional and not giving, you know, taxi drivers a bad name, I'm fine with that. But I would advise that they don't come into the business and overstress about how much they're making per hour. If you're worrying about that coming in, you're not going to last long. I can promise you. It's in this business, it's the law of averages. You may have a couple of short trips, and then you may get a long trip right behind it, and I've seen it happen. I've had rides that were $5-6, and then I would have one that went out of town, you know, for 2 hours away, where I've made 200 plus on that trip. So it's all law of averages. You may have a stretch where there's small trips, but then you may have one or two longer trips that'll all balance it out. At the end of the day, it all balances out, you know. So I would not overstress, you know, again, how much you're making an hour. If you do, as I mentioned, you're probably not going to last long. And I've seen a lot of people burn out or just give up and quit because they were too worried about how much they were averaging per hour. So if you're going to do this, or if you're thinking about doing this, it's important to come in with the right mindset. And also, this business is not all fun and games. This can be a dangerous job. You know, a lot of us carry cash, which in some cases makes us a target. I've known drivers personally who've been robbed at gunpoint in broad daylight. So this is not a job where you can come in with your head in the clouds. I would advise that if you're going to do this, you better know how to take care of yourself, because there may come that occasion where you may have to. So with that said, I think that pretty much covers everything that I needed to cover as far as the taxi cab commandments. I threw a couple of bonus ones in there for you. And so just let me know what you think. And if there's any other questions, I'll be more than happy to answer that. And I've already spoken to a couple of my buddies who've been in the business. And I think we may have another episode that's taxi related coming down the pike, in which we may get into a few taxi cab stories. But we'll see about that, because we get asked stuff all the time, like, what's your craziest story, and this and that and the other thing. So we may peel the curtain back a little bit more and share a few stories with you. So we'll kind of keep you posted on when that's coming up. But in the meantime, I think that's about all we've got for today. And once again, I thank you for joining us with today's episode. And again, as we close out, if you'd like to offer feedback, again, the email address is higherfrequencypc@gmail.com. Again, that's higherfrequencypc@gmail.com. And so with that said, I've done all the damage I can do for one day. And again, we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Higher Frequency Podcast. Take care, everybody.